Every province in Pakistan possesses a nearly complete set of environmental laws, rules and regulations. However, their enforcement is largely absent. The primary reason cited by each province is typically the lack of a robust enforcement mechanism. Now, Punjab stands alone as the province that cannot offer this excuse. It has recently established its Environment Protection Squad, a team of uniformed personnel authorized to inspect every entity and individual within Punjab to ensure compliance with environmental laws. If significant violations are identified, this squad can impose immediate penalties and initiate legal proceedings against the offenders. It's highly unlikely that someone without a technical background, whether from the ruling political party or the bureaucracy, could have achieved this. These individuals often oversimplify technical issues for the sake of impactful rhetoric. Bureaucrats typically don't stay in a single department long enough to drive significant technical development, and politicians at the top, while desiring results, primarily focus on figures to satisfy superiors and critics. Therefore, it's a real mystery for those unfamiliar with environmental science to figure out who in Punjab took such a technical initiative, which has now finalized the environmental law enforcement system. Let's unravel the mystery and give credit where it's due for this remarkable achievement. It's a step long yearned for, one that eluded all provinces, including the former Green leadership of Punjab, who hesitated due to the uncertain outcome of this unprecedented undertaking. But this time, the driving force behind it all was the provincial environment minister of Punjab, Maryam Aurangzeb. Interestingly, before entering politics, she was a vibrant member of Karachi's environmental civil society. She actively championed environmental awareness in Karachi, even organizing a major Earth Hour event at Mazar-e-Quaid-e Azam. Soon after entering politics, she became closely associated with Maryam Nawaz Sharif, often engaging in political sparring with opponents, and her involvement in environmental activities seemed to wane. Those who had known her professionally anticipated significant achievements in her new role. However, many were hesitant to voice high expectations openly, perhaps fearing she might prioritize defending the chief minister, as she had done previously. Yet, despite supporting her political leader, she also dedicated herself to her ministry. This resulted in several noteworthy initiatives, including the Green Squad. Another contributing factor could be the current political landscape, where the same party holds power both at the federal and provincial levels. While the 18th Constitutional Amendment has decentralized power, this perception of unified governance can still facilitate action at all levels, especially when members of the same family lead both administrations.